Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1676, air date April 3rd, 2026.
All right, good evening, everyone. It's Dr. Shiva Iyer. We have a group here in our town hall, and we broadcast these lives, open houses, every Thursdays at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Today's conversation is really going to provide a solution to everything people are seeing, particularly right now with what Trump is doing. And by the way, let me just make a very important point. Trump is no different than the Democrats, except for a tactical difference. The Democrats and the Republicans, Trump, et cetera, have screwed over the working people in all the same ways. The only difference is the Democrats are much more smarter in how they screw over people by making them feel good. Trump essentially has removed all the veneer and exposing the evil nature of the swarm, which is what the Democrats also are. But he's just doing it much more blatantly because the Democrats essentially imploded. But it's a good thing because people get an opportunity to see the brutality of the swarm. And that's what we're witnessing. So today's talk is really to provide a solution and a way of thinking about this from a systems perspective. Which what I would really like to talk about is this. We're talking really about a systems upgrade. A systems upgrade is what is needed for America. And we're going to talk about it in the context of how operating systems work. My bachelor's thesis at MIT was on operating systems. You know, I created a whole operating system, a new kind of operating systems for cardiology workstations. But we're going to learn what an operating system is and why we need a systems upgrade. So those people in our movement who are extremely knowledgeable, but also from everyday working people, we recognize there are certain people it's very, very hard to convince to do anything to move out of their realm. And what I'd like to sort of end with the punchline is to those people, you can tell them, hey, look, you're running on a very old operating system and you need a systems upgrade. And you can tell them, hopefully your hardware can handle it, okay? So that's what we're gonna talk about. So we need a systems upgrade. And the key slogan of that is the individual must seize control. They must seize, people have to seize the ability to do things in their area that they can. No one else is coming to save them. So, so the question is, why does America need a systems upgrade? And why the old brain is broken, which means the old operating system is broken, how we fix it. Now, think about a picture of a smartphone and it says systems error on it. You know, the smartphones sometimes say an error on it, right? You throw it in the water or something like that. Now, what we really want to talk about is why the United States, the country, feels very chaotic, very glitchy. It's slow to get things done and how we can finally fix it. So, let's talk about what is an operating system. Many of you probably get a message on your Android, your iPhone saying, hey, you got to upgrade your OS. Things start getting slow. And everyone uses a word like iOS or, the Android OS. But what is the operating system? To keep it simple, it's really the boss. It's the controller of your phone or your computer. That's what the operating system is. It's really when you turn on your computer, the first thing that comes on is your operating system. And it's the main software program that runs everything else. And it decides which apps, you know, get power and which ones don't. So if you have your iPhone, you know, your operating system boots up and then you have different apps running and it's actually deciding which apps are going to get power, which run, which go to sleep, all of that. So it's really sort of the master like orchestra conductor. And without a good operating system, your phone is just, think about it, just an expensive brick. You know, it doesn't really do much. And so you want to think about the operating system as really the manager, the quote unquote manager of your device. And if the manager is bad, nothing works right. So if you can sort of use that as an analogy, from a societal standpoint, one of the first operating systems to run society, you can call it, version 1.0, was a monarchy where you had a king, sort of the king operating system. The king basically said his power came from God and everyone had to follow his diktats. And that was basically in an operating system where one person is in charge. So one person, the king, makes every choice and no one else has a keyboard. You can think about it that way. So if the king is mean or makes a mistake, the whole system crashes. And you can look back at history and see those kinds of kings. So in the old days, you didn't really get to vote, right? You just did what the master program, the master OS, told you to do. Again, one person held the keyboard in that model. And the reason 1.0 or this king model OS failed was that the OS was very, very rigid, right? It couldn't handle new ideas, right? It treated people like parts, not collaborators or partners. In many ways, it was a closed system. No one could actually open up the hood and see the code and fix anything. So that's when people realized that they wanted to be users, right? They wanted their own keyboards. They wanted an upgrade. So the American Revolution, in many ways, was the merchant class seeking that upgrade to break away from that king operating system. But ultimately, what resulted was version 2.0, this OS, and it really gave people, quote unquote, fake choices. That's what we have today. And today's OS, you have one OS, this, you can talk about it like, you know, sort of a swarm democracy, a bourgeois democracy, a fake democracy of sorts. And it only has two apps running on it, okay? It's a two-app trap. Okay, you can pick app A, which is Democrats, or their left wing, sort of a slight variation, the not-so-obvious establishment of the Democrats. Or you can pick app B, the Republicans, and again, the right wing. And the glitch is both apps are owned by the same big company, okay? And no matter which one you click, the phone still gets hot and slow, okay? Things still don't work well. And this is where we are now. It looks like a choice, but it's really a monopoly. Same OS, two different apps that run on the same shitty OS. So in software programming, some people say, you know, you have bloatware or you got too many programs running. And the main point is, from a computing standpoint or programmer standpoint, bloatware is junk that comes from your phone that you just can't delete, okay? In government, this is what you would call bureaucracy. Groups that take your money, but don't fix anything. So our system, the United States system, is really filled with a lot of junk code that slows everything down from healthcare to building roads. So why does this system glitch? You know, why do you have system glitches? And the reason is that if you want to really get from a system standpoint, priority access is given to the extremely wealthy. Okay, the super wealthy, the Elon Musks. You can look at all the people when Trump was inaugurated who came. The head of Google, Jeff Bezos, the head of Facebook. They all, even though they were critiquing, they all showed up because they wanted priority access. And so the current operating system gives, if you think about, remember I told you that the operating system manages power. If you ever look at your operating system or your phone, you can actually see which app is getting the most power, okay? Where most of the power, and that's how, one of the ways you can save energy, sort of slight hack that you can look into. But the operating system is responsible for saying, I got this much battery power, which app am I gonna give power to? Right now, the OS that's run by the swarm gives all the battery power money to billionaires. And that's who are profiting from the war in Iran. As I've talked about, Elon Musk is making a shitload of money, SpaceX, Starlink, et cetera, right? All the media companies are making a lot of money doing all the tracking and monitoring and so on. So the apps for regular workers, all of us get zero power and crashes. So the OS is rigged. The entire operating system is rigged. And it's rigged because it's programmed to help the extremely billionaire class get all the power and it ignores working people. So that's really the way you want to think about it. The operating system right now is giving all the juice, the battery power, to a very finite set of people. In the United States, there's about 920 billionaires. And in the book that I just recently wrote called Deportation Theater, I talk about how that billionaire elite class essentially runs a immigration theater to manipulate and suppress wages. But that's an example. So it's sort of like if you took your iPhone and imagine you just kept changing the wallpaper on your iPhone, right? You're just saying, oh, I think my OS is not working. Let me change the background color on my iPhone. It doesn't do much. So changing the wallpaper really doesn't fix the battery, right? Or the power issue. So Democrats are like the blue skin. You can put that on your wallpaper. And the Republicans are like the red skin. They'll argue about the colors, so you don't notice that the internal battery is actually dying, right? So the issue is, from a systems perspective, what we try to educate people is you don't want to get distracted by the pretty colors. The code, the core operating system code, is fundamentally broken. And that's what's happened. So in this context, Trump came in and MAGA. And MAGA was a distraction to not really solve the real issue. It was like, you know, turning off your phone and restarting it, right? It was like trying to do a forced quit, right? On your Mac here, sometimes you can stop it and you can say, you know, just quit all the apps, right? Or it was like hitting the reset button when you're really pissed off, right? Or shutting off your phone. So MAGA came as a reaction to what people are seeing, and it tried to just crash all the bad apps, right? But crashing an app, which is just something running on the operating system, is good sometimes, but you don't have a new system to install. The phone just stays off, right? So MAGA is really sort of a hack in some ways that makes the system very, very unstable, and that's where Trump is at. It breaks things. You go, the Strait of Hormuz was open, right? And now it's closed, and Iran is actually becoming a dominant power, which in the Middle East. So from a U.S. imperialism perspective, it's become highly stable even for U.S. imperialism. So when you go and suddenly just turn off stuff, blow things up, tell people that you're going to take them back to the Stone Ages, all you're doing is breaking shit. And it doesn't really build a new platform. And so this is why America is screwed right now. It's become very, very unstable. One of the tweets I put up is there's a indicator on the stock market called VXX. You can look it up. So you can actually buy volatility. There are people who invest in volatility. I'm not sure if Suresh or Andrew can bring that up on my tweet when you bring it up. There's a VXX index. So if you know that the economy is going to get very volatile, you can buy VXX. It's like an insurance policy. And you notice since January that VXX has gone up. And you can manipulate VXX. You can create crazy shit and VXX will go up. So Trump's friends actually bought VXX low, and he's creating all this volatility, and they're making money on volatility. Who would have ever known, right? You can make money on chaos. So you can make money on instability. So America's screwed right now because the system has become very unstable. And the current operating system is too old to fix the big problems. Prices, health, schools, you can go down the list, you know, censorship. I mean, I've talked about this. I was the one who discovered the backdoor portal. Elon Musk is a fake, just a big fucking fake. So they're not fixing censorship. They put a digital cage around people, right? So the OS is fucked up, the operating system. So look, imagine you have your iPhone and you're running the operating system of 2005. Just, I mean, no one would do that because it's going to be absolutely slow. So the operating system needs a major fix, and simply rebooting is not going to do it. So every time you just reboot, that's what an election is. When they do electing a Democrat or Republican, that's just a reboot. you still have the same glitches, the same major glitches come back. And if you don't actually upgrade the operating system, the system is going to permanently shut down. And that's where we are in the United States. And you need a true systems upgrade. And I call it the Dr. Shiva operating system, right? SOS, okay? Shiva operating system. And that's why, you know, we as a movement, you know, as a movement, I run for office to introduce people to the fact that you need SOS. You really need a major systems upgrade. And you can't upgrade a system using lawyers or politicians. You need, you know, people actually understand engineering. The founders of the United States were engineers and scientists and architects. They were working people. So, you know, what we need is a system where all of us, not just me, all of us become programmers and engineers in upgrading the system. And that requires this operating system by design to have bottoms-up control. Very, very fundamentally different. And the power must come from working people, not the quote-unquote app store owners, you know? So this is a whole new way of running a country based on truth, freedom, health, science, you know, freedom, these fundamental concepts. And that's the OS we need. And in this model, we need quote-unquote open source government. Just like software, people are making open source, right? People can do it. Many of the software systems run on open source code. Much better, faster to maintain. And the key thing is there's no more secrets, right? So everyone can see the quote-unquote code, the budget and the laws. We can actually understand them. If there's a bug, quote-unquote a bug, which is corruption, anyone can find it and anyone can fix it. So in a very, very opaque system, people can steal. And now in the current system, people openly steal. You have Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, who are open crooks, real estate guys who are wanting to redo Gaza. They openly did quote-unquote negotiations, fucked them up on purpose, and now the United States, the people of the United States are spending $2 to $3 billion a day. It's working people are dying. It is the gas is up to $5. Those guys are essentially openly stealing from people. Now, in a true open source system, everyone gets to watch and everyone gets to be involved. So in the operating system that our movement, my run for Senate and president talks about is truth, freedom, health. And these are three core elements of this operating system. Truth, open science, and honest data. You have an environment where science is open. It's not a elite running and funding science. It's not only a few, three or five major universities, which all get the funding. It really supports more meritocracy in science. Freedom, the actual right to speak. We're in a very dangerous situation because people like Elon Musk, which we've exposed, talked about free speech, him being a free speech absolutist, but he totally, him and all the other social media heads, about four of them, control all speech right now. And finally, everyone needs to have a strong body and mind so you can use the system. So there are three things that a system must protect to properly work, right? Those three things. The other item is we need meritocracy, right? Good work gets high priority. Jared Kushner would never survive in an environment where it was based on good work. Trump would never survive. Joe Biden wouldn't. None of these people would survive in a system where it's actually based on meritocracy. That operating system must be based on meritocracy. Good work gets high priority. So in this Dr. Shiva OS, the people actually do the work, engineers, nurses, farmers, get power. The difference, no more getting jobs because your dad's a politician. Right? Meritocracy, you would make that illegal, that kind of nepotism. Meritocracy means the best ideas win, not the richest people. Now, why do you need a scientist? Why do you need an engineer like myself or working people to be involved in this? Well, the first question is, you don't ask a lawyer to fix a computer, do you? How many of you would ask a lawyer? How many would you ask any one of these guys to fix your system, any system? So it's really fucking funny to hear any of these guys say, I'm going to fix something. They've never fixed anything in their lives. So the logic is politicians or lawyers. They like to argue all day. Scientists or engineers. We like to fix things. The United States needs someone who understands how systems work at a deep level. I created the first email system. We created Cytosolve, which is going after and providing a framework to solve every disease computation without killing animals. Echomail. So if you look at people who solve problems, we get paid, we make money by solving problems. These guys get paid by arguing and creating problems. They literally get paid donations for creating problems. So if you look at something like this, you know, I had two of the, you know, I live in Massachusetts, live in a town called Belmont, and there's been some issue on our poles with one of the electrical wires. So I called the two heads of the energy company over. And anyway, we're talking and we figured out a solution. But one guy's an old timer, must be in his 70s, who came. And he's been in the town for 40 years, putting in all the lines. And we were just talking about how many of the elites here are getting upgrading their power to 400 amps. My house still has 100 amps because they're all getting their electric cars. So the biggest thing that's happening is everyone's upgrading their power, but the actual power structure, the power infrastructure, is not going to be able to handle all these EVs at the nodes. So, and all of this stuff about doing all this centralized electrical plants was based on the notion of the climate change bullshit, okay? That CO2 is linked to, or they can definitively say CO2 increases are causing a temperature increase. When it's all based on mathematical models, and I've talked about this for many years, exposing the fact that it's just garbage science. So based on garbage science, a finite set of people are making money off carbon tax, but ultimately it's affecting everyday working people whose power bills are going up. Mike Mosca, who's our emeritus campaign manager for Senate, he just said this year he paid $800 a month for electricity. Just think about that. Okay. So we got to solve one of the problems this OS has got to solve is the energy glitch. And what's happened is utility companies have been given monopolies. And there are many, many ways that people can actually generate their own power. So there's ways that we can drop the electric bill by 30 to 40%. So that's a simple system fix that helps every worker immediately. But when you have centralization of these few utility monopolies and you push the climate change narrative, it's going to essentially create massive inequities for everyday people. And by the way, if you put solar panels on your house, I'm not saying people not to do this, the way it's structured is you actually are giving up a part of your house to those solar companies. So you actually don't own your house anymore. Like they own the roof, right? The roof rights for a long time. So we have a housing glitch, right? It's not the housing, you know, Massachusetts, for example, it's happening in many parts of the United States. People can't afford housing, particularly young people who are just coming out of college. And one of the reasons this is happening, it's not like the person who owns a house, a single family house, and they go live in Florida and they rent it. Those aren't the people. It's big companies like BlackRock, big financial companies are swooping into neighborhoods. They're giving cash buyouts for people who need money. They're buying their homes, fixing them up, and then they rent them. So you basically have all these homes now being owned by a few corporations. So it's really everyone's going to live in an apartment, and the rents are so high people can't afford it. It's really corporate hoarding. So one of the things that needs to be done is we've got to stop these, you know, swarm companies from buying all the houses. And the payoff is that the kids can move out and families can actually keep their own land. And we want to create an operating system where the real estate app is so it works for families, not just the banks. The other part of our operating system is a bottoms-up network. It's power to the nodes, people. It's a distributed network. It means if one part fails, the rest of us keep going. A country that can't be hacked. What's really interesting, if you watch what's going on in Iran, by the way, is a country that's four Californias. So stupid Trump thought he was just going to go in. It was like a little Vietnam. He's going to bomb them and he's going to win. He's a retard. Okay. The reality is what's interesting, if it's true, what I've read is that the Iranian government structure, by no means am I promoting the government as a solution, but their government structure is highly decentralized. So even though Trump said we took Khomeini out and we took all their leaders out, these missiles are just being fired, not by any one centralized leader. It's distributed. So a country like that can't really be hacked or just shut down by a bunch of bombs. That's what Trump thought he could do. But this also applies to all of us. So you can't shut down the whole country by a small group of people. So this is what I call a mesh network. So I can talk more about this, but that's part central to our OS. And then finally, the time is to install this is now, okay? Our goals, we're telling people that you have to seize your future. That's really the slogan of our campaign. You have to seize your future. And we're very honest about this. It's like save yourself, but this is, you have to seize your future. There's no savior coming. And people have this mistaken idea on the old OS model. Oh, you wait for the crash, then we'll rise up. That's not how it's going to work. You have to seize your future today. And the warning is every day that we wait, more of our data, freedom, is being deleted. And the action is that you got to stop clicking for these fake choices apps, you know, and we have to demand the upgrade, which is only what we can do bottoms up. So in my view, we're at a very big final countdown, and it's time to really reformat and upgrade the whole system. So, you know, our campaign, Shiva for Senate 2026, provides people a real opportunity to do that systems upgrade. And our slogan is seize your future. And so if you're out there listening, and all of you, we're running as a core team here. That's where we meet with open house and we have our leadership meetings. We are going nationally as well as right here in Massachusetts and getting people off their butts, off their couches, and telling them, look, go to Shiva for Senate, volunteer. You can pledge to say, I want a systems upgrade. I want to seize my future. And you can also be part of this movement. But that's what it's going to require. You know, your system, you need to upgrade your system, and we need to seize the future. So thank you. Let's go and install the systems upgrade for America. That's what this is about. So I wanted to give you this analogy so you have some tools on how you can articulate this. So next time you get into an argument with some guy who's defending Trump, you need to say, look, you really need a systems upgrade. That's what you really need, because you're living in a world of left-right. This idiot moron, Nick Fuentes, who was one day all pro-MAGA, now is saying that all the young people should go vote for Democrats. And it's nuts, okay? So he is basically enslaving people back on the uniparty plantation. And we're trying to get people off that plantation. So this dialectic left-right is all about staying on the old operating system. And I think the simple thing you could say is, look, our movement is about giving America a big systems upgrade. Seize your future. Thank you, everyone. We can take some questions.
Okay, so now that we're taking questions, everyone, please put their questions in the chat. Do not raise your hand. We will be only taking questions if they are sent in the chat. Keep questions to the topic that was discussed. Message your questions to any of the co-hosts or to Dr. Shiva so we can answer them.
And I think, Suresh, if there's any questions that come from online, you can post them up here too. So while we're, here we go. Someone on YouTube just posted a question let me put up here. Eugene94460 says, are there any updates on your FOIA filings? Yeah, so good question. So next week is, so when you file a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act, the agency has 20 business days. So that 20 business days, I believe, is April 11th. So about, because you don't count Saturdays and Sundays, because obviously these guys are closed. So we did receive an email back from the Tulsi Gabbard's office saying that they're going to try to get to us, return, get the information we want, but they may be busy. Well, they have 20 business days. If they don't respond, we will escalate it into a lawsuit. This is exactly what happened in Massachusetts when we found out they deleted ballot images. In Massachusetts, they have 10 business days, a state agency. They didn't respond. We took it into federal court, and that unraveled so many things. That unraveled the backdoor portal to Twitter. That unraveled the fact that they have ways that they delete ballot images. So we don't know where this will lead, but the important point is our movement is the only force that actually did this. Because everyone's complaining, oh, there's a war in Iran, there's a war in Iran, but showing pictures of babies dying. Okay, you're exposing, but that's not sufficient. We actually went and did something. One is we went and filed 4 FOIA requests. And then we can bring this up. We also started a petition called 25thTrump.com, which means remove Trump. And by the way, let me be clear. We're not saying remove Trump to put a Democrat in. We want to give people the opportunity to understand that they can do something, that they can be part of something, in this case, a petition, right? It's very simple, but it gives people who've never participated in any type of collective work to be part of this. So about 300 people have signed. The problem is we have such shadow banning. For every 50 people come, you know, to this site, people sign, but 25thTrump.com needs to be shared widely. So anyway, that's the background, Eugene. That's where we're at. So Rajiv says, can a senator do something to stop this war? So again, maybe we can find the tweet I posted when I decided to run. So Rajiv, U.S. senator, unlike a House of Representatives, has incredible power. They can call investigations. They don't have to support unanimous consent on the floor. There are about three, if you can find it, there are 4 or 5 different powers that a senator has that put them, that give them incredible authority to do stuff. The problem is the 100 senators in the U.S. Congress right now all collude together because they're all just trying to get money for each other. So they actually all make deals so they don't really do anything independently. So they all vote in consent, which is what's interesting. Another thing is the senators never, when they should, can lead independent investigations. So, if you bring this up. So, for example, a senator can do what's called the hold, which is a single senator can place a hold on any bill or nominee. Do you guys know this? So a senator has incredible power. And I said, I'll use it to freeze corrupt appointments, you know, halt backroom deals and make the swarm explain its actions. So these senators do not, I mean, that's incredible power. One senator can put a hold on any bill or nominee. Let's go to the next one. If you open it, it'll bring the others. The other is unanimous consent. As I mentioned, all the Senate business passes quietly by quote unquote unanimous consent. So I will end that silence. I don't, you know, the other 99 guys in there, it doesn't really matter. They're all bought and paid for. By objecting, I can force public debate. So if you object, you can have public debate. You can demand recorded votes, and you can find out who's actually on which side. And you can expose how both parties hide procedure to serve the same interests. Then there's a thing called the floor. Every spoken word on the Senate floor is permanent history in the congressional record. So I'll use that to publish evidence. So there's evidence that these guys have that they don't want the public to know. So you can take it to the floor. You can name names. You can educate the public on how corruption actually works. So with this Epstein stuff, you notice there's a lot of stuff that they actually are not putting on the floor. And then the final thing is oversight power. A senator can order investigations through the, you know, government administration officer, the CRS or inspector general. So I'll request, for example, audits of censorship programs, farmer contracts, and revolving door between agencies and industry. So Rajiv, to answer your point, a U.S. senator right now could say, I want an investigation on these negotiations right now. Like, what were the negotiations between Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff and the Iranian foreign minister? Because the Iranian foreign minister said, you know, we left the meeting, a 6-hour meeting, thinking everything was going well. These two idiots leave and Khamenei is, you know, in his office and they bomb him. So a U.S. senator, the fact is no U.S. senator has asked for that. So that shows every U.S. senator, Rand Paul acts like he's anti-establishment, is all part of it. So those are some examples. Rajiv says, can you file another FOIA as to who is financing it? We're told there is no money for Medicare because we're at war. Yeah, well, look, you can file FOIAs all day. We could do that, but the initial thing was to find out the entire war started because they said that the negotiations failed. The foreign minister of Iran said, we thought they were going well. In fact, they told us they were going great. So what were these communities? Suppose the FOIA comes out and we find out that everything the Iranian minister is saying is true, like the U.S. was actually doing negotiations and making them feel it was going well, while all they wanted to do was start a war. Nicholas said, someone else, Barbara Hurd said, so can we say that the real goal here is not to try and fix, quote unquote, fix the old system, but to replace it with one where working people are as programmers rewriting the OS? Exactly, Barb. That's the way you want to think about it. Now, you would call that a revolution, right? But from a systems perspective, we call it an upgrade. When we went from, do you remember, some of you may remember in the 1980s, there was something called DOS, disk operating system, where there was no mouse, there was no graphical interface, it was just a GUI, right? And before that, when I was first programming the early email systems, those were time sharing systems. It was all centralized. Everyone had used one mainframe. There was no personal computers, right? It was highly centralized computing. So if technology goes through revolutions, why shouldn't our government? Doesn't that make sense? So the government just keeps running on the same fucking operating system. So you have technology moving, but the government OS is running on a shitty operating system. It too needs to be upgraded. And Barb's question is really insightful, because what we're saying is the next upgrade is not one person having a keyboard. All of us have keyboards. All of us can participate in programming the system, right? So, and who's best to do that? Engineers and scientists, system scientists. So that's why our movement is central, because we are training other people to be engineering systems people. And this is why it's important to get involved. And what that leads you to realize is that you have to seize your future. That's like the central part of this operating system. There's no one coming to do this for you. The people who are waiting for Trump to do it, or the Democrats to do it, are literally running on an old fucking operating system. And you have to tell them, you need to upgrade your operating system to truth, freedom, health. And if you're not, you're running on an old OS and you're going to freaking just get bloated and slow and you're going to die. Your system's not going to work anymore. And that's what's happening. So I thought I wanted to give you all of this as a simple tool, because in the modern world, you got your iPhone, you got to upgrade your OS. People do that. Are you going to upgrade society's OS? Period. All right. Thank you, everyone. Oh, there's one more here. Someone on YouTube says, Jerry Valenzuela says, Dr. Shiva, as a senator, could you block Trump's private police ICE? Well, Jerry, again, if you go back to those powers, a United States senator can call immediate investigations into who killed Alex Preeti, right? Or that woman that died. There was no investigations done. That's what's so freaking powerful, that these guys have tremendous power. And the American people don't even know how much power a senator has. A U.S. senator has some ways more power than the president of the United States. And they're not exercising it because all of, I don't know if you know how, what a senator really does. All they're doing is getting money to their states. It's called pork. So one senator will say, okay, I'll vote for your bill if you give me those defense contracts. So if you notice Massachusetts, for example, it gets so much money for defense companies here. Raytheon's out of here, okay? Elizabeth Warren and all the liberals who run Massachusetts talk about their anti-war, but they're really not anti-war. They just do it as their shtick because they are in the back room making deals to get a shitload of funding to make missiles out of here, all right? So this is why the entire Senate, all those 100 scumbags are all making deals. That's why they don't rock the boat. My election, my being a U.S. senator, I'm not into them. I don't even care if I'm on any fucking committee. We'll be doing videos like this all day long. We'll be exposing. We'll be calling investigations. That's the power, Jerry Valenzuela, a U.S. senator, has. So the first thing is, why is there no investigation that was done on this guy, Alex Priede? I mean, you see him on TV getting shot right in the fucking back. Where's the investigation? Nothing. That's called a police state. Jerry then asks, Dr. Shiva, do you think it's possible to change the law to prohibit lobbying from big corporations? Again, Jerry, as a U.S. senator, we could call in all of these guys. I could investigate my own senators. I could say, hey, you, Lindsey Graham, let me investigate you, right? So you could depose people. So that's what's powerful about a U.S. senator. We can put stuff on record that they don't want to go on record. So my point is, because these people are owned by AIPAC, the defense companies, they don't do jack shit. I'm not owned by anyone. I'm going to be owned by the people, bottoms up. So we go in there, we're going to go and really expose things even more like we did in 2020. Next question from Keep Paying on YouTube is, if you haven't already, could you speak about Trump's latest executive order, putting the postmaster in charge of making sure ballots go to voter qualified only people? If you think about it, there's a bigger issue here, right? So one is to make sure these ballots, first of all, Trump said he was, let me just back up. He said he was against mail-in ballots, right? If you remember this. Yet in the recent election, he voted via mail-in. And he said, oh, it's too difficult for me. He was in Florida. He could have easily gone and voted. So it's like he made a big deal. So the big thing is the entire aspect of mail-in voting. So he's basically supporting mail-in voting. And he's saying he's going to do a quick tweak. So that's like a very big change to what he talked about, just like the liar that he is. So the interesting thing is the post office, in my view, is a very, very incredible institution. It can do a lot. And the post office has the capabilities to actually implement a mesh network that I've talked about. So you can actually deliver greater freedom to the American public. So you're not dependent on major corporations to control communications. That's really the major thing. It's a very innovative solution I've come up with. And Trump won't do that. In fact, what he was actually doing was he took the former Inspector General, Dave Williams, and beat the shit out of him and wanted to put the post office under the Commerce Department. Once that occurs, you could start actually opening up mail. Okay, which the founders never wanted. That's what the monarchy, the British crown, did. So next question from Keep Praying CAs. If you haven't already, could you speak about Trump's Okay, I spoke about that. Then we have someone here. Is there a limit a person or corporation can donate to a political party or candidate? Yeah, so an individual has limits. An individual can donate in the primary, I believe, 2,600. May have gone up slightly. And in the general election, 2,600. So about, 5,200. But during a couple can donate double that, right? Two people. However, the concept of PACs, political action committees, a corporation can donate infinite amounts to a political action committee. So this basically screws up the whole model of one person, one vote. A corporation can donate infinite to a PAC, but a PAC is not supposed to coordinate with the candidate. But the reality is these guys forgot how to coordinate anyway. So that's the background on that. So there are limits to us as individuals donating, but there are no limits to a corporation can donate to a political action committee. Okay, we have another question here. Rose from says, so it's like we all have become reporters of events because of working people having cell phones. That's true. Yeah, that's interesting you say that, Rose. So the ability for everyone to become journalists has taken place, provided that the communication infrastructure is equal. But when it's owned by four companies, it's not equal. That's why mesh networks are the real solution. So every time we think we're going to have freedom, you take one step forward and then you take two steps back with the current operating system. We got another person from YouTube. Spud Kai says, Dr. Shiva, do we need to form a new constitution, a new de facto government, or what's the end game here? If we get 3%, 10 million of the population in TFH, take action, will the swarm take over again? So look, you're asking a great question. One of our views is that it's a really good question. I want to end on this. It's a great question. Is if you go look at what Steve Jobs did, he didn't have, hundreds of thousands of engineers working on the Apple operating system. It was like 10 guys. Okay. The point is, when you have a very, very solid core theory, a core foundation, and you have solid people learning that, really going to the atomic level learning it, you can change the world. If we can bring up our operating system, which fuels our movement, if we can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, if we can bring that up, I want to share with you that anyone wanting to change the world, or let's say doing revolution in any area, any field, you need a trinity of theory, community, and action. And without all these three, to all those people on social media exposing shit, either you're a spectator watching these fools, or you're a grifter, or you're a misleader. So our slogan is, you got to stop complaining and you got to start leading. And what we have done at Truth Freedom Health is we've created the infrastructure for revolution, for any kind of revolution, your physical revolution in your body, societal revolution, anything. You can use this knowledge for anything. And if we scroll down, a quote that I had our team put up there is that revolution is any field, is a phase transition. You go from one point to another point. So what we're saying is we need to do a systems upgrade from this old OS to a new one. But to make revolution, you need three things. You need theory. And the theory is the knowledge of system science. If you just stay there, if you just had theory, if you scroll up, stay on the quote, if you just had theory alone, MIT teaches you system science, but they don't have a community of people. They're not doing any action, okay? But you need the knowledge of system science, number one. Number two, you need a community of other people like we do our open houses, incredible people from all over the world who are dedicated to such change, and they help people, they educate people. And then you need action that delivers tangible results. If you scroll down, again, we want to hit this hard again. When we say theory, we want you to weaponize your mind. Oops, if we can bring that up. And if you go into the theory section, if we click on Master the Science there, what do we mean by theory? Okay. If we go into that section, or you can click on theory right there. Yeah. If you click on the theory button, or you can click on theory on top, Suresh. Yeah. So what we're saying, the theory go down that you need is a knowledge of system science. And you can learn the system science the following way. First, watch Shatter the Swarm. Okay. But the key steps are, number one, come to the orientation. Number two, we offer a free course called Get Off the Plantation. And we are not really looking for everyone to get this, but we're looking for out of 10,000 people, one person to get it. Okay. Because that's why, getting to your point, 3% who shared that, Spud, you're absolutely right. And then we have a warrior training course. And those are the 1, 2, 3 steps. And then we have a leadership program. So if you can, and then as a part of our theory, go down, we have, you know, books, we have an entire infrastructure, we educate you, et cetera. Let's go to community. When we talk about community on top, you can just click it on the top. Yeah. This is, you know, this movement is working people. So we have, you can hear the story of their alumni. You can connect through events. If you go, we have the Truth From Health open house. We have the foundations course. We offer courses on health free. Okay. We offer courses on clean food. We have a tutorial that we run on systems health. So we do all of this to help the community, truth, freedom, and health. And then you can build your own community. You can connect with people, get merchandise, you know, let people know you're part of this cool tribe. And then action. We get people on the ground. You can click right there. Yeah, that'll take you to the action area. And we want people to do stuff, okay? And that doing stuff means educating others. So we have all these cards, if you go through. We have banners and flyers. You know, you can train people the lesser of two evils. You can deploy solutions, clean food certified, systems health, cytosol. You can organize locally as you go down. And we have whole solutions, Open Science Institute, all these different solutions we have, personally as well as collectively. So if you go back to the main page, you notice the slogan says Truth, Freedom, Health, Infrastructure for a Revolution. We're not just a movement. We're not just education. We're not just protesting or, you know, just doing stuff. We're all those three create a system. And the best description is we're infrastructure. So the issue is, do you want to plug into this infrastructure? You don't have to do anything, frankly. You don't have to build anything. You're just plugging into our utility and you get juiced up. So we're not asking you to go learn something, do something. By plugging into this infrastructure, you get truth, freedom, health. The issue is, are you going to plug in, or are you going to be a spectator, or a grifter, or a misleader? So it's pretty black and white. If you're not getting the systems trinity, unfortunately, you're probably a spectator, grifter, or misleader, or you're enabling those three people. So very powerful infrastructure we've created. Truth, freedom, health is infrastructure. So all the great questions. So my first recommendation to all you guys is come to orientation. Get involved. And if we go to Shiva for Senate, in closing, as a part of the activity, all of you can participate. You can get others in Massachusetts to vote. You can get people to pledge. No matter where you are in the world, we've created a way that you can, just with using your iPhone, we've put in a whole operating system now that you can, wherever you're in the world, mobilize people in Massachusetts. So you really have no fucking excuse not to get involved, unless you want to never upgrade your operating system and get screwed. So the issue is, upgrade your operating system, seize your future. All right, everyone, thank you. Be well, be the light, and get people to pledge for Shiva for Senate. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva.
Thanks, Rose. Great. You ran a great meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite, working people.
There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum. People can go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhealth.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.